Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Thursday, May 25th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, nearing a debt limit deal. Number two, the unthinkable becomes thinkable. And number three, Republicans weather Democrats' debt limit attacks. Let's get into it. A big day for House Republicans, for generally speaking, Congress, Washington, on this debt limit deal. We got signals, our reporting showed us last night, that Republican leadership, House Republican leadership, feels exceedingly confident they will get a deal on the debt limit and to pare back federal spending. Republicans expect the compromise will come together sometime in the next few days. There's intense pressure to get a deal sooner rather than later, given the U.S. defaults in 1 week. We anticipate the debt limit will be lifted through 2024 as part of this agreement, and Republicans feel confident. Now, the Republicans we've spoken to, who are familiar with the deal, feel confident they'll be able to win the support of the majority of the House Republican Conference for this eventual package. Now, listen, we've covered enough of these deals, and this is the caveat of all caveat, that Republicans' optimism can only be tempered by the fact that this deal could fall apart. The last yard is always the toughest in these negotiations, and nothing is in ink until it's in ink and agreed to by all participants in the negotiation, all corners even, all four corners. And it'll be interesting to see how they handle that, whether they give House Democratic leadership and Senate Democratic leadership, and Senate Republican leadership, for that matter, veto power over the agreement. I have to think they'll have some visibility into it, but they've not been part of the negotiations. The signals we were getting on Wednesday night were very positive. They feel like they are on the brink of an agreement that will be popular in the House Republican Conference and can get through Congress once again. Also want to note that the House Democratic leadership, the House Democratic rank and file, not the leadership, the House Democratic rank and file, is pretty pissed off. The anger is palpable. They feel like the White House completely bungled these negotiations from top to bottom. They feel like the president was too late to the table. They feel like they are going to accede to too many Republican demands. And that will provide a big test for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Minority Whip Catherine Clark, who are going to have to get votes for a deal that's going to be unpopular in the House Democratic Caucus, all because of Joe Biden. So here's how we expect the next few days to play out. It will probably take 2 days to convert any agreement into legislative text. That means a final vote probably won't come until Tuesday. Speaker Kevin McCarthy will not waive the rule that allows members to have 72 hours to review text of any agreement. That 72 hours in this case will probably come with lawmakers home, which is probably a good deal for McCarthy. It seems very likely that Congress won't be able to lift the debt limit until next weekend, June 3rd and 4th, which is right at the edge of that June 1st deadline. And we have to expect that Schumer, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, will have to jump through lots of procedural hoops to get this package across the finish line in time, or in, as close to in time as possible. It will be a high wire 10 days or so on Capitol Hill. We're going to be all over it. The House is heading home, as I just said. The House is heading home for the Memorial Day recess, with the idea that they are not to go abroad. They are to stay close to their district and be able to be back within 24 hours. So just a massively consequential week, 10 days on Capitol Hill. Number two story of the day, the unthinkable becomes thinkable again. This is the... we are close to the debt limit deadline, and John Bresnahan points out this morning that once again, just like 2011, the Fitch has put the U.S. government on ratings watch negative, meaning a downgrade in credit is possible. We have a lot of voices this morning just about the the crisis to crisis lurching from Congress is just getting to be tiresome for a lot of senior members of Congress. Democrats feel as if Biden should have just used the 14th Amendment to lift the debt ceiling. Now, the White House says that that's not responsible. It's not possible. It's not a good, look, and it's not guaranteed to work. Now, the entire it was just stunning to us that we thought yesterday that a deal could fall apart before it started coming together, as it oftentimes does. But the lawmakers who have been around this place for a long time think that this is just an abomination. And you know what the interesting thing is? You know, there's a lot of talk to eliminate the debt ceiling. It ain't going to happen. Not going to get 60 votes in the Senate ever that I could see. There could be some move in the future if Democrats control both chambers to have the president lift the debt ceiling and Congress approve or disapprove, which actually has been done before in the last 10 years. But the debt limit's not going anywhere, and it is just a fixture of our broken politics, or our politics that works, depending on how you look at it. Number three story of the day. Republicans are standing by their debt limit stance, even if in the face of Democratic attacks. Now, Democrats have been very eager to say that the Limit Save Grove bill, the Republican debt limit bill, which was just basically not a messaging bill, but a position, and a position that actually got the White House to the table. Democrats are all over Republicans for this, and they're knocking Republicans as calling it the Default on America Act. Republicans are standing by their vote. And quite frankly, if they get a deal here, with Biden, if they are able to get a debt limit deal that passes Congress and gets the president's signature, I think it takes a little sting out of the attacks that the debt limit bill. Now, Democrats are going to run against Republicans in what's expected to be a good year for Democrats, saying that, listen, they voted to cut military pay, they voted to cut veterans pay, all those kinds of things. It will be a salient attack in some places, but it won't. If Republicans are able, in the end, to lift the debt limit and cut spending, which is what they think they want to do and what they think is politically advantageous for them, I have to feel like a lot of those attacks go by the wayside. So stick with us over the next couple of days. It's going to be a fascinating week and a half on Capitol Hill. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You can subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day. Stay safe.